Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Song appropriate for the time. So yeah, you in the holiday spirit?
No, I don't like this song.
What do you don't like this song?
That's real specific. A sable, that ain't cheap.
Sing it, Hugh.
Let me stop. I'm getting triggered again. Trigger warning. She want a 50-foot convertible.
Yeah.
What you think this is? Yeah, I know everybody like, damn it, Hugh, what's wrong
Grinch
with you?
Douglas over here. Anyway, you know what this means. It means time for our next guest, Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL on social media for his daily Ross. Ross, how you doing today?
Ross, I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
Well, we're good, especially because the way the Eagles are playing here, Ross. 10 in a row, a franchise record. And, Ross, Sunday was fun for a lot of reasons, but one, and maybe the biggest one, was the passing game. It felt like their most complete effort of the season. What did you notice with Jalen and the passing game on Sunday?
Well, so this is critically important. I think everybody understands it. But the Eagles have to be a pick-your-poison type of team, right, where if you want to sell out, to try to stop Saquon and the running game, and you're going to have one safety in the middle of the field that essentially puts the guys on the outside a lot of times man-to-man, you got to be able to make them pay. And the Eagles hadn't been doing that in a bunch of their games. They were able to do it in this one, which is huge, because now every team they play, and they'll vary it, right? It's not always going to be the same thing. But every D coordinator majors in something. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with you, if I'm playing the Eagles, I still do what the Steelers did. And I still force Jalen Hurts to have a good game and to play well. But he did. And he showed he can. And so that's what's huge. It's so nice when he gets the ball out of his hands quickly like he did. They have outstanding receivers. We all already know that. He looked very confident, very comfortable, looked like he had a really good feel for what the Steelers were doing, and that was obviously a tremendous sign. I will say this. I said this, Joe, on the Ross report that you referenced on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I really hope Eagles fans appreciate this offensive line. It is absurd. This is not normal. You know, I did Patriots Cardinals on Sunday. This week I'm doing radio Chargers Broncos. Then Sunday I'm doing Colts Titans. I watch a lot of film, a lot of these other teams. They're like different stratospheres. I mean, none of the guys for the Patriots would play a down for the Eagles. I don't know that any of the guys for the Colts, maybe Quentin Nelson. It's unbelievable how good they are up front. And what that means for her to annoy this entire team.
What, from your speculation, Ross, why has it taken the passing game so long? Like, last week was great, but why has it taken so long for it to get to this point?
I don't know. I'd have to go through the games, Hugh, because I feel like there was a game, I don't know if it was a month or two ago, but I was like, that's Jalen Hurts' best game this year. You know, it's been a while since I said that, right? They haven't had to have him do that. I think now this is the new Jalen Hurts, best game of the year. I think I have no explanation for why he was not throwing the ball against the Carolina Panthers to open receivers in the first couple seconds. Only he can really answer that. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, what we do on this show, what we do in the media, is we take every week and we act like that's what they are. So, like, last week, we were saying Hurts and the passing game are bad. They're a bad passing game. This week, because they look so good, we're saying, okay, they're back. This is who they are. What took them so long? It's such a week-to-week thing. Mm. My guess, and this might not be what people want to hear, but my guess is they're probably somewhere in the middle, right? Like, they're probably not as bad throwing the ball as they were against Carolina, but they're also probably not going to click on all cylinders on the regular like they did against the Steelers. They're somewhere in between, and I would say if they just split the difference between those two games, That's good enough in the passing game for this team to go anywhere they want to go.
Well, I agree with that. And with the offensive line you mentioned, with the playmakers, with Jalen, with the running back, I mean, it's hard to imagine a team stopping them if they're balanced and could do both things. Ross, let's talk about the NFC and the big picture right now. And I'm curious about a team we brought up a few minutes ago that we really haven't given a lot of time to this year, at least on our show, because we've talked about, well, the Lions have been the best. We know they're dealing with injuries right now. Green Bay looks dangerous. They did it last year a little bit. The Eagles. But how about the Minnesota Vikings, Ross? How seriously do you take them as a real contender to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC? The record says they are, but it's kind of weird because no one expected this. Then the quarterback got hurt. It's like, oh, yeah, Sam Darnold. But, boy, that coach is good. And they it seems like they're well-coached on both sides with Flores and with Kevin O'Connell. How seriously do you take the Vikings?
No question. He's now the favorite for Coach of the Year in the NFL. He's done a fantastic job. And I was just thinking about this. I'm really glad that the Eagles are going to be the one or the two seed, because those 3-6 and 4-5 matchups, those are going to be amazing. Because let's just say it's the Bucks and the Rams win those other two divisions. They're both playing really well right now. And with Mike Evans back and with the way we look at the Rams, they have a puncher's chance in any game they play. So let's just assume it stays the way it is right now. The Packers and Vikings at the Bucks and the Rams, those are going to be awesome football games. I mean, those are going to be very competitive, incredible football games. So it's good that the Eagles are going to be the one or the two. I don't put the Commanders in that same category. You know, I have a tough time, Joe, picturing Sam Darnold and Minnesota coming to Philadelphia and winning. I think they've done a terrific job this year. I don't think that their roster is nearly as good as the Eagles' roster. I think if they were to win that game, Darnold would have to play the game of his life. Hurts would have to struggle and turn it over a couple times. Now, if it's in Minnesota and somehow the Vikings keep winning and they knock off the Lions and they get the number one seed, that might be a little bit different. But I still don't think the Vikings are at the same level as the Eagles, in particular up front on both sides of the ball. So I would love to see what the betting line would be for that. Right now, the Eagles would clearly be favored against anybody in the NFC they would play, including the Lions. And listen, I know nobody wants to hear this, but I've never seen what the Lions are going through right now. I legitimately feel bad for their fans. This was supposed to be their year or the year or their best chance. They've lost 13 guys on defense. They've lost now Montgomery, their running back's done for the year. It is brutal. Those people have the worst luck, even worse than our luck in Philadelphia.
Ross, all right, so let's go off that. And it is unbelievable what's happened to the Lions and their defense with all the injuries they've had. And now you mentioned Montgomery as well, a big part of their offense. Ross, you kind of laid out your feelings on the Vikings. We know the Lions are dealing with a lot right now. So if you're the Eagles, which is the team in the NFC you don't want to play? Is it the Rams? I mean, Green Bay was, you know, they made a run last year. There's 10-4 and flying under the radar. Like, if you had to pick a team right now you wouldn't want to see if you're the Eagles, who is it in the NFC?
Well, so I'm gonna give the caveat of I'm not exactly sure how many of the Lions guys are going to be back, right? So, like, their captain, middle linebacker, Alex Anzalone, who's from Wyomissing, by the way, like me and Taylor Swift, he is definitely going to be coming back. So I need to do a little bit more research on what guys the Lions might be coming back. But assuming that most of them are done for the year, I think it's the Packers. You know, I watched a lot of Seahawks tape getting ready for the Cardinals-Patriots game I called Sunday. And the Seahawks, they were beating the crap out of people. They were beating the crap out of the Cardinals, that's for sure. The Packers took it to them. And the Packers, I called their game against the Lions on radio. They easily could have won that game against the Lions. You know, Dan Campbell went for it on fourth down a million times. They got it. I think there's a very compelling case that the Packers are the second best team in the NFC and the team that I would least like to see the Eagles play at this point.
It's interesting. Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, let's end with this. The Eagles' defense has been incredible for a lot of reasons. Vic Fangio, also the young players they brought in, and some of the guys that were here took a step forward. And then the rookies, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. Ross, as of early Monday, Quinyon Mitchell had moved to the favorite at some sportsbooks to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. And that's without an interception. What do you think about that? Like, I think he deserves to be in the mix. It's just startling to me that he might not need an interception as a DB to win a major award. What do you make of that and his season as it continues?
I would say that that's progress, and that makes me happy for us as human beings, because usually it's like we need to have a tangible statistic that is like interceptions to be able to make a wager or to vote for someone for something. I'll give you an example, right? The Commanders, they got their first game with Marshawn Lattimore on Sunday. He played 49 snaps. He didn't register a single statistic. That's usually a good thing for a corner, right? Like, people say, oh, he's a corner. He had 8 tackles. Yeah, because he gave up 8 catches. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, I'm glad, Joe, that there are enough advanced statistics now in terms of how many yards per game Mitchell allows, how many catches he allows to guys in his area. I'm glad that there's enough things there that we don't just give it to the guy that has the most sacks and pressures, because we can quantify that. Quinyon Mitchell has been the best defensive rookie in the NFL this year that I've seen. The Rams have a couple guys that are very close, but I think he's been the best rookie this year. He has been a Pro Bowl caliber corner from like the first day of training camp. It's unbelievable. He deserves that award.
Yeah, and Howie nailed the pick and the Cooper DeJean pick. It's been really, really good. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on. Ross, we won't talk next week, so we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up
Merry
soon.
Merry Christmas.
And we'll a lot to talk about in the month of January. Thank you, Ross.
Likewise. Sounds great. See you guys.
There he goes. One. Ross Tucker
there.
Oh,
that's right. Christmas next week, huh?
Yeah. Are you ready? You do all your shopping?
No. I mean, you know, like Harper's mom take care of all that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah,
so just throw money.
If you didn't, you've got to buy things. You got to do it right now. You got to, or you got like a day or two on Amazon, and they'll get it to you before Christmas. Yeah. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I got my sweater.
I got my too.
Sweater for the party we having this weekend.
We're gonna be stateside this weekend.
Stateside vodka.
For our Eagles. We haven't done a road pregame show road
since I got here.
So I did a few of them back in the day with Glenn and Ross, actually.
Is that the one where you're going to be on the stage? I don't know where we're going. I just know where the general area is.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it'll be set up Sunday, but it'll be fun. So we'll give you more details as the week goes on. We're having an ugly sweater pregame show on Sunday before the Eagles and the Commanders. 215-592-9494. You know what we haven't done today? We have not checked.